Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we are discussing the Thai BL drama series Together With Me, Episode 7, peeps. Yeah, I know, I've been really slow on finishing the reviews for this series, but they are coming. Gotta finish this. So anyway, I finished this series a couple weeks ago. I was really excited initially to watch this series, but quite frankly, I was really overall not impressed. I mean, at all. I really like the character of Sarawat. You can hear my rave reviews on why I liked his character. It had nothing to do with looks, everything to do with talent. So there you go. This episode 7 is interesting. In it, you find out that Tyne is in his dorm. Green comes in because he's running away from his boyfriend or ex-boyfriend. Green is just kind of a weird character. I really wish they wouldn't have put him in, or they would have portrayed him better. A lot of these series tend to show feminized gaze in a negative way, which I think is not a good thing. We don't need to make fun of people or how they act or anything. It's not appropriate, especially we're in 2021, peeps. I mean, honestly. But anyway, Green comes to Tyne's room to hide from his boyfriend, who comes after him, and you find out is P. Dim, who is in the head of the musical club. P. Dim and him get into a little altercation. Tyne thinks they're going to come to fisticuffs, and so he's trying to prepare for what's going to happen if we have a fisticuff in my dorm room. Instead of lunging at Green like Tyne thinks he's going to, P. Dim ends up giving Green a hug and saying, you know, I was wrong. This is my fault. I'm sorry. And you really see a side of P. Dim that you really don't see before this, which is kind of interesting and unique, to be quite honest. Then Green and P. Dim get back together and leave for their dorm and give Tyne his own space. As the story progresses in this episode, Sarawat is helping a girl who they're doing basically a music video together. And they also have some dialogue about basically making sure that you keep your heart open for a relationship. Tyne takes this as Sarawat is flirting with the girl, when really he's just practicing his lines. There is a very, I would say, important scene in this episode where he actually gives those lines to Tyne, Sarawat does. And then he says, I'm just joking. This is one part of Sarawat that I do not like, because he's testing to see if Tyne really would be interested in being in a relationship with him. And then if Tyne gets uncomfortable about it, he simply says, I was joking. And then Tyne's sitting there going, I don't know what to believe, which is a very human response to that situation. They're in the same scene. There is a part where he says, I want you to try my bubble tea, Sarawat does. He gives him the bubbles out of the bubble tea, which if you haven't tried soba tea, peeps, totally love soba tea. It is absolutely awesome. Not exactly good if you're trying to work on your core, but I'm just saying it's really good. It's tapioca large pearls with cream and sugar, and it's absolutely awesome. You can also go to soba tea shops and get fruit varieties. The options are truly almost endless, and I could go off on a podcast just on that, but I'm not going to. So anyway, he gives Tyne his bubbles out of the bubble tea, and he says, you know, I want to give you the things that I enjoy because I think you'll enjoy them too. And he says, have you ever noticed in our relationship that when you get excited about something, when something really trips your trigger, as we say in the Midwest, you, where I grew up, in the U.S., you want to share it with me. Have you ever thought about what that might mean? And, you know, I think that's a really key point in the series, is this series, I think, is popular in part because it shows that Sarawat's and Tyne relationship is, yeah, it's romantic. Okay, I'm going to be the first to admit, at the end, they do end up being a couple. But also, it's more about the friendship that they have than the romance, which is, I think, one of the reasons that it appeals to this generation. and why it's extremely popular, even though it's not really my style of film, simply because I think Tynes kind of a idiot personally in how he approaches life with all the girls and the drinking. Yeah. But you know, that being said, I do think that's why this appeals to a wide audience, is because it's about basically friends who become more than friends. In many ways, it's kind of like Theory of Love. One of the reasons that those two characters ended up together in Theory of Love was because Tu and Cao or Kai, they were friends for many, many years. They knew each other in and out, both the good and the bad. And I think at the end of the day, that's why those two had such a good relationship at the end of that story. Not because they were romantically passionate toward each other, although, yes, they did care about each other immensely that way, but because they were really good friends before they ever became romantically interested in one another. The thing about Together With Me, the series, this episode really brings to light, I think, is that the reason Sarwa and Tyne got together in the end is because they enjoyed one another's company and had the same interests. And when they did have something that was exciting and wonderful, they wanted to share it with the other person. And that's kind of, I think, the catalyst that brought them together, as it were. As this episode progresses, Tyne says he no longer needs Sarwat to pretend to be his boyfriend, gives Sarwat back his guitar, tries to, but it's not able to, because Sarwat says that guitar was always yours. And Tyne looks in it, and it actually has his name in it on a little sign. At the end of this episode, he comes home to his dorm and meets this kid who I really can't stand, who actually ends up being the boyfriend of Sarwat's younger brother in the next series. We're supposed to believe he redeems himself, which I kind of have a hard time with because he dresses up in masks and beats defenseless people just because they annoy him. This is not a good person. I mean, no offense at all. It's kind of like why I don't watch Waterboy. I mean, rape is never appropriate in a relationship, and that's never gonna change for Anna's opinion. So there are certain things we don't really discuss in this podcast. There are certain series we don't watch and review simply because of that. This character, Pamil, is trying to get Tyne to be his boyfriend in really inappropriate advanced type ways, and Tyne is very uncomfortable as he's coming back to his dorm. Pamil's kind of grabbing his arm or his sleeve. And Sarawak comes in, just separates the two, and says, "You're not touching Tyne. You get out of here. Tyne is not yours to mess with. Leave him alone." And then he and Tyne are left standing there together. And they basically have a moment where Sarawak just says, "I like you. I'm not dating the girl I was doing the music video with. She already has a boyfriend, and you're the only one I've ever liked that way. So, you know, this is not something I'm joking about." At that point, Tyne sits there and goes, "You know, you vanished for a while. And at that point, when you disappeared from my life, I realized that I really do like you. I'm not sure where I want to go with that. I'm not sure where you want to go with that, but that's where I'm at." And they basically just sit there in that moment and kind of look at each other and realize that the situation is what it is. Also, it's during this episode that Sarwat realizes, or Tyne realizes, that Sarwat met him a year before and saw him at a concert, and that's what drove him to like Tyne, was the fact that Tyne got so excited about the music and had such joy in listening to music, which is what Sarawak really relates to, his musical songs, creating music, etc. So that's kind of how episode 7 ends. I would give this episode out of the series, it's not my favorite, but it is a better episode. As the series progressed, I think it did get better. I just really did not like what they did with Green, for understandable reasons. I don't think we need to be making fun of people because of the way they act, etc. It's not very appropriate or kind. And so that's why I really didn't like this series overall, was because of what they did with the Green character. I thought it was really over the top. Also, it was kind of illogical, the whole setup of this series, in a linear fashion. Continually trying to get a fake boyfriend instead of just dealing with the immediate problem and telling Green, I'm not interested in you, deal with it, you know? That would have been the practical thing. Instead, we had several episodes that build up to Sarwat agreeing to be his boyfriend. I don't know how it was in the book. I have never read Together. I'm actually thinking about buying it this month so I can read the book and kind of figure out, is it similar to the series? Is it not similar? I really do like who played Sarwat. I think he did a fabulous job in the series of conveying emotions for someone who really doesn't express his feelings in words. And he did fabulous. I think he was great. This series would not have been the same without him. Also, Man and Type have a little bit of an appearance in this episode. Man decides to go to a meditation meeting camp for 3 days, I believe, to meditate and also so he can be near Man. Some things happen to Man, be near Type. Something has happened to Type. You don't really find out what. He ends up crying as he's getting ready to go to bed, and Man hands him a Kleenex when they're in the meditation group. You don't know what's going on with with Type. Man just really likes him. He's like, this is the guy for me. And I really don't know what brought those two together. They're really polar opposites, but they're kind of a fun couple to watch, simply because as the story develops, in the same way that Sarwat and Tyne are not similar characters at all either, and quite frankly you wouldn't really even think of them being together from a general outlook, but when you look at their commonalities that they share, yeah, it makes perfect sense. With Man and Type, I think Type really needed someone who was heaps of fun. And Man really fit that bill. And Type is way too serious and pent up. So having someone who isn't that way in his life was probably one of the best things that could have happened to him. And I think by the end of the series, that's what he finally realizes, is that he really does need someone who isn't quite as serious as he is. And so that is, I think, kind of what brings them together as a couple. I really like them in this series together with me. I was not impressed with their pairing at all in the Tanhan Chanlati series for multiple reasons, mainly because I didn't like how I and Nai, the one continually was pretending to flirt with other people in a jocular manner, which I don't think pretending to flirt with someone else with your partner right there by you, or even if your partner isn't right there by you, even if it's a joke, is a very nice thing to do. I know it was in jest, but also there was a bit of truth to it. They're just not nearly as strong or healthy of a couple as they are in Together With Me, the series, in the Tanhan Chanlati, which I think is kind of a pity. Also, I don't think it was probably that way in the book. Again, GMMTV kind of took that series and ran with it in a direction that was not as originally intended by the author, I don't think, of that book. But that is my review of episode 7 of Together With Me. Check it at the round table. Bye!